This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's say your cable goes out and online customer service just isn't doing it for you. So you call them up, an automated voice comes on, you get put on hold, and the next thing you hear is the cheesy hold music. And while you're sitting there in silent frustration, staring at your pitch-black television screen, you begin to wonder where this music came from anyway, and why can't somebody just answer the phone and talk to you? Marketplace's David Weinberg looked into those very questions.
Aaron Kleinhandler was at his 20-year high school reunion recently, and inevitably, he had to answer the same question over and over again.
People ask me what I do, and I say, you ever been put on hold? And the answer is yes. And I say, well, I have a company that provides music for businesses across the country.
Kleinhandler's company, Spectrio, makes about $17 million a year selling on-hold music like this track, titled Power Motivation. Spectrio acts as an intermediary between the businesses that put you on hold and the licensing companies like ASCAP and BMI, which pay musicians to write the music. One of those musicians is Christopher Ho. I visited Ho at his home in California, where he records compositions on a grand piano in his garage.
I probably made over $2 million from my own compositions, but that spans about a 25-year period.
Ho made most of that money selling his songs to Muzak. He also spent those years touring and recording with the Motown legend Smokey Robinson, who was a big influence on Ho's music, even on the pieces he recorded for On Hold. Ho thinks of all of his compositions as being equal.
It's better that way because then I'm not trying to limit the music in any way, technically or musically.
But the days of hiring professional studio musicians for On Hold music are pretty much over. Ho's income has dropped dramatically. He had to move to a smaller house, and now he sleeps in his living room so his kids can have a bedroom. Most On Hold music today is made on a computer.
This isn't your mom and dad's On Hold music. It's a world-class library of music.
Julie Cook is the CEO of Easy On Hold, which has a library of digitally recorded music. She says matching the right business with the right On Hold track is more art than science.
An example of really good on-hold music might be a nonprofit that maybe works on world hunger. They may want a more world beat where there's an African flavor.
But does music actually make the experience of being on hold any less frustrating? Scott Bretzman is the president of Customer Care Measurement and Consulting, which asked 702 households to rate their on-hold experiences on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being a deeply unsatisfying experience.
And on that 0 to 10 scale, playing music while you're on hold averages a score of 5.37, in effect, a neutral score. It doesn't really have any impact on satisfaction of consumers while they're waiting on hold.
But silence had a negative impact on customer satisfaction. Having an operator say how long you'll be on hold,
that's the most positive thing you can do. On the 0 to 10 scale, a recording that tells you how long you'll have to wait before you talk to a person averaged a 7.3 rating.
So why then do companies do things that either have no impact or a negative impact on customer satisfaction? Emily Yellen spent years trying to answer that question. She's the author of Your Call Is Not That Important to Us.
There are ways that companies could do a much better job, but it costs too much.
Yellen says that the thing companies do wrong is spend huge amounts of money on things like surveys and focus groups to find out what their customers want.
Meanwhile, they have this department called customer service where customers are calling and trying to tell the company what they think of them, and they're being put on hold, they're being treated poorly, and then customers walk away and they're really frustrated.
According to Yellen, the companies that really get it right never put you on hold for more than 1 minute. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
We went out on Twitter today and asked you what songs you'd be willing to listen to for hold music. We've got a playlist going on our website. It's marketplace.org.